So good morning, everyone. It's so good to see everyone on Zoom, those that I can see, those that I can hear. It's good to have you with us. I'm leading the service today with Guy, who's going to be helping. Just a couple of notices. So later on today, if you're able, we've got a joint service, a group service at 10:45 at Calverley Village Hall, and it's the Farming Community Network with Colin Smallacombe. And there's a Bible study on the 14th of August at Parkhouse Water, Studley at 2. The next Axe Valley lunch is on August the 17th at 12:30. And the big quiz, if you're into quizzes, is on the 7th of October at Calverley Village Hall. So get your teams together for that if you're a quiz type person. So let's begin our worship this morning. O Lord, open our lips
And our
and
mouths shall proclaim your praise.
blessed are you, creator of all. To you be praise and glory forever, as your dawn renews the face of the earth, bringing light and life to all creation. May we rejoice in this day you have made. As we wake refreshed from the depths of sleep, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the Lord may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be
Blessed be
God.
God forever.
The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and one mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
So if you say the bits in bold as we say the psalmody, in the
In the
day of
day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord.
I cry aloud to God.
I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me.
In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord.
By night, my hand is stretched out and does not tire. My soul refuses comfort.
I think upon God and I groan.
I ponder, and my spirit faints.
You will not let my eyelids close.
I am so troubled that I cannot speak.
I consider the days of old.
I remember the years long past.
I commune with my heart in the night. My
My
spirit.
spirit searches for understanding.
Will the Lord cast us off forever?
Will he no more show us his favor?
Has his loving mercy clean gone forever?
Has his promise come to an end forevermore?
Has God forgotten to be gracious?
Has he shut up his compassion in displeasure?
And I said, my grief is this,
That the
that
right hand of the Most High has lost its strength.
I will remember the works of the Lord and
And call to mind your wonders of old time.
I will meditate on your works.
And ponder your mighty deeds.
Your way, O God, is holy.
Who is so great a God as our God?
You are the God who worked wonders and
And
declared.
declared your powers among the peoples.
With a mighty arm, you redeemed your people.
The children of Jacob and Joseph.
The waters saw you, O God, the waters saw you and were afraid.
The depths also were troubled.
The clouds poured out water, the skies thundered, your arrows flashed on
Flashed
every
on
side.
every side.
The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind, your lightning lit up the ground.
The earth trembled and shook.
Your way was in the sea, and your paths in the great waters.
But your footsteps were not known.
You led your people like sheep by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
In the day of my trouble, I have sought the Lord. God,
God,
our shepherd, you led us and saved us in times of old. Do not forget your people in their troubles, but raise up your power to sustain the poor and helpless, for the honour of Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Jesus Christ, who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake be slaughtered. For your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Splendor and majesty are yours, O God.
You are exalted as head over all.
Blessed are you, God of Israel, forever and ever.
For yours is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty.
Everything in heaven and on earth is yours.
Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted as head over all.
Riches and honour come from you.
And you rule over all.
In your hand are power and might.
Yours it is to give power and strength to all.
And now we give you thanks, our God.
And praise your glorious name.
For all things come from you.
And of your own have we given you.
Glory to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Splendor and majesty
are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all. The second reading is taken from Matthew. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Guy, for the reading. We now have a time of reflection on the readings. Today is Rural Sunday. It has been the last couple of weeks, everything that is rural. And when out and about, you bump into different people, don't we, in our rural communities, walking, riding out, in the tractor, waving. Our Ukrainian guests were always amazed how polite the drivers were in England, particularly in the country lanes. The hand, the point. If you drive a Land Rover, I think people point. If you're driving a VW, people go like this. And some people are like waving madly at you, saying thank you or mouthing it. And sometimes it's worth winding down your window, isn't it, and having a chat, especially if there's no one behind you. And I did this recently for an elderly farmer who lives near us, and I hadn't seen him for a long while. But when we see each other, we always start the conversation in the same way. And it's, hello, how be you then? And then he goes on to say, I don't know what the world's coming to you. Do you? And I say the same back to him. And every time we go on and share our shared disappointments, things that worry us, you know, COVID, Ukraine, the cost of living and battling with the weather when trying to get the hay in. And as our conversation continues, we try and change the narrative to bring hope into the chat. And we say, but don't you just love getting up every day and looking at this countryside? It's breathtakingly beautiful. Doesn't that make us feel glad to be alive? And we both agreed. But we journey through life, don't we? A life that is perhaps far from perfect. When we read Matthew, it suggests that through Jesus' parables, we're encouraged to see a kingdom perspective in our daily, ordinary lives every day. You know, things happen to us. We stumble across things that are good. We stumble across things that seemingly not so good, that change the course of life for us. We get inspired with an idea that looks like it's going to cost us the earth, and others mock us when they cannot see the treasure that lies beneath. The parable of the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price together describe exactly this. This mystery that some people stumble across the kingdom when in search of other things, whilst others are carefully looking the whole lives, and in the end, they find the treasure. You find the kingdom when you find God in the knowledge of his presence, his justice, his peace. You realize and you know that this is the only thing that you have always needed. Some people are put off by saying yes to following God's kingdom call because we might have to give up too much of our lives, thinking there might be too much to sacrifice. But as we look into the parable message, is the man digging that field richer at the beginning or at the end of the story? The wonderful truth that is, it is both. He carries the hope of what he believes through his work into the fruit when he finds the treasure. The Beatitudes help us to grasp the kingdom concept in life too. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. John was only just saying, wasn't he, just now, that there are so many people that God sends our way to bless us, you know, when we're feeling ill. That is the kingdom of heaven. You know, when someone says, how are you? That sort of thing is what really counts. And reading from Romans marks the conclusion of Paul's letter, a letter that you have been unpacking, I think, these past weeks with Steph whilst I've been on holiday. In it, he discusses life in the spirit and the hope of glory. And Paul's conclusion is a massive encouragement to the Roman Christians to hold on to the faith. He reminds us all that God works in everything for our good, for those who love God, who are called according to his purposes. Paul encourages us to rely on the Holy Spirit to help us pray, even when we don't have the words to pray. He ends perhaps with the most precious encouragement of all. Paraphrased, he tells us, no matter what, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen to that. We can always hold on the love of God. So when we're out and about in our ordinary lives, having a good old chat over a field gate saying, I don't know what the world's coming to you, to you. It's true. We don't know what the world's coming to. But what we do know is that no matter what is going on for us in the moment, knowing God through his son, Jesus, we can discover the greatest treasure of love, joy, peace in the moment that lasts not just in this world, but in the next too. And nothing can take that away from us. I pray that we all have this hope and peace within. And I'd like to pray a prayer with you all, if that's okay, that comes from the blessing book that we've been doing with Steph, the course, the blessing course. And if you'd like to pray this prayer with me, then please do, and let it flood into your heart. Let's pray. Father, would you please put your Holy Spirit deep within me and begin to shape me? Will you begin to do what I cannot do? Will you begin to build in me the person you have always wanted me to be? And will you please lead me in the paths that you've always planned for me? I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And now Guy is going to bring our prayers of intercession. Thank you, Guy. Thank you.
Father, thank you for being our creator and meeting all our needs. You call us to care for and share what we have. This morning we bring our prayers of intercession and blessing for all those who need you and our help this day. For the ongoing war in Ukraine, for those living in fear whose whole lives have been damaged, for those caring for the injured and the frail, especially those in the firing line. Be next to them, comfort them, and strengthen them. For those in our own country who are struggling from day to day with increasing inflation, for those whose physical and mental health has been impacted severely by the isolation of COVID, give them hope for better days May we look after the earth, your creation, being mindful of where we can make sustainable change. For those we know and love, our family, friends, and neighbours who are in need this day, in the quietness of our hearts, in this moment we recall their names to mind. Those who are sick, and the families and friends of those who have recently been bereaved. May your love surround them and our help be there for them. And so, Father, we ask you to bless every household, every marriage, and every relationship between family members of different generations in the X Valley. We ask you to bless the work of the hands of every wholesome enterprise in this area, that they may prosper. Living in this agricultural community, we ask you to bless the farms. We ask for your blessing on supportive networks of friendships that run through the community. This is a sign of your kingdom come. We pray for the 9 places of worship in the X Valley, that the word and spirit of God may flow out. Father, help us speak to the hearts of all people who live in the X Valley through everything we do to keep them safe. And lastly, Lord, for ourselves, we ask that you make clearly known the purposes you have for our lives. We ask your blessing to be on us, our families, and all the situations of our lives. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And the collect of the day. Almighty Lord and everlasting God, we beseech you to direct, sanctify, and govern both our hearts and bodies in the way of your laws and the works of your commandments, that through your most mighty protection, both here and ever, we may be preserved in body and soul through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks
be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Guy. You really do have a beautiful reading voice.
Very kind of you to say so.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for the service.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good week, everyone.
Have a great
week. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.